Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Blog Talk Radio, the Divine Connection. For some reason, the system is not showing that I'm on or you're on, but for it's the phone, it is on. So we welcome you back to this service, praise God, a prayer time, getting before the Lord, giving him glory, praise, and honor, because he is an awesome God. There is. Okay, now we have to bind up the system. But Macklin, we had a marvelous and wonderful time with the revival. We're not going to have any interference, praise the Lord, with the prayer time and giving God, hallelujah, praise for all the great and mighty things he did through this revival. Praise the Lord. Can't nobody do us like Jesus. I pray that we've all received something from the Lord in it to shift us into the next level and new dimension of what he has planned for us to use us for his glory. Praise the Lord. Amen. I'm just trying to get back in where we can see who's on. Bless the Lord. I just want to thank him. Hallelujah. And give praise, glory to God, to, and for God blessing and using all those vessels that were made themselves available for service and spoke such a powerful word into our spirits, and pray that, glory to God, we just are not just hearers, but doers of that calls us to do. Yeah, there we are. Now we're back and cooking with gas, as they say. Praise the Lord for those that have came on. And look at there, my brother Black is on first thing tonight. Bless the Lord. We thank God. Bless God. I'm ecstatic and excited and just in awe for what I've received this week. I'm telling you, I started last night just listening a little bit. Well, most about half of what Pastor Apostle Terry was speaking. Bless the Lord. I'll have to go back because that was bedtime and starting. But I am looking forward to going back and listening to every night, because I didn't play any nights back during the service. So I'm looking forward to just hearing some great nuggets and some things that God blessed and what I may have missed in the natural that's already in the spirit, man, to pull it back up and just revive and glory to God, just recite, glory to God, what God is saying and what he want done and what he's doing, and also let repentance and anything he find me in that I need to be coming up in the name of Jesus, that I would just release. But I thank God again for you all tonight that have come on so we can come together in prayer. There is quite a few things that are going on in different ones' lives as well as across the nation that we want to pray for. And I've just spoken to Pastor Bird and whatever, as some of you already know. We are praying, of course, her nephew, while they were in church or leaving church, her sister, which was in church too, son, which is Pastor's nephew, had a massive heart attack and died. So the mother didn't even get to see her son. It just happened that fast. He did have some congestive heart failure in time past, but no one was expecting that. But we have to just continue to pray and hold fast to faith and keep standing on God's word. And she would just let me know she's not coming or not. We weren't expecting that. We just want to keep praying for you and encouraging. She just made it back home tonight from her hometown. So she'll let us know when they had that eulogy. And Pastor Sims' brother-in-law was utilized today and so forth. She said it was a blessed go home going. So pray for her family too, that they continue to be strengthened. And all those people that are out in Kentucky and glory to God and surrounding states and counties, and glory to God that the Lord will bless and even across our city with other things that are going on and even things that people are still going through with this corona, and then others with different things happening in their families and locally. Well, there's so much to pray for. So help us to keep our spirits lifted up, casting the cares back to the Lord, because if we don't cast them back, we'll walk around depressed, oppressed, and then we won't pray effectively, and then we'll lose sight on our faith and lose sight on really looking to God, and that's what the enemy would love. And we're not going to deny that it don't hurt and disappointment. And just, but in the meantime, he didn't call us to be fearful and fretful and depressed. So we are strength one to another. But first of all, seeking strength from the Lord. So we just thanking the Lord. That's why he called us together to pray and to intercede. My cell phone like to ring some on the out for some. I don't know what it's doing. But nevertheless, we thank the Lord. Glory to God. For you all, and like I said, all that God has done in this revival, and praying that it was just not, glory to God, a word that you hear and fizzed out just like an alcohol, but we'll just build on that and be encouraged and built up, and we got to make sure our anchor is holding, because we're hearing all these various things that are going on in life, and the only way to survive it and be able to stand and to walk in joy and peace and to go forward and have a future is to trust and rest in the Lord and put glory to God, that word to work in our lives so we can work out the things that need to be, and we can work on the things God wants to use us to, and hold that bloodstained banner up and hold up, glory to God, the name of Jesus, and walk, glory, out in integrity, and just hold on to what he said, because he got some promises that he wants to fulfill in our lives, and he wants some blessings, glory to God, to run us down and take us over, like he said in Deuteronomy. Glory to God. And he want to fight the battles for us, and making sure the ones that we need to fight, we'll be dressed and with armor on to do so, and with excitement and anticipation and expectancy. Oh, God, so I just bless him. Father, we just honor you tonight and give you glory, because you are an awesome God, marvelous and wonderful. There is none like you. Glory to God. As the man of God just even said something just a little while ago on the service, he said, God is consistent but not predictable. Glory to God. We can know that he's consistent in his word. He's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. And when his word go out, it don't go out void, and it's accomplished everything that he set it out to do. We're the ones that have to believe and receive it and make sure that he's not no co-pilot. He is the pilot of your life in the name of Jesus. And glory to God, unpredictable, because we never know what he want to do next. He does that exceedingly abundantly above more than we can think or act. He can bring water out of a rock in a desert. Glory to God, hallelujah, in dry land, and glory to God, and feed his people, give water to his people in the desert and thirst, and even in our thirsting and our desert places and barren places, he comes in and works miracles. He's that kind of God. Barren women, hallelujah, glory, I can't bear, glory to God, and have the equipment, but then again, it's not in operation, and God can bless even past his time and cause it. Glory, I'm looking at Sarah, looking at, glory to God, what he did with the Virgin Mary, what he did, glory to God. Oh, he an awesome God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We just trust and believe he's a healer. He's a deliverer in the name of Jesus. Opening blind eyes spiritually and naturally. Glory to God. Touching bodies and healing. Oh, glory to God. Rearranging and changing our minds and transforming us. Oh, and even at this time now with all of this, that chaotic, horrific things that are going on, and all the spirits that the enemy is loose on the land, and people are murdering and killing, don't have no regard for life, and blood running in the streets, and this cause somebody angry, ride up on your car and shoot, don't know you from Adam. Oh, glory to God. Just go and just spray, glory to God, people's buildings and houses, glory to God. Just glory. And then what he wants to do is do that, and then after he done used them up, he turned back around and said, kill yourself. Kill yourself. Kill yourself. Oh, my God. Lord, have mercy. Even in the midst of those who have gone through the misery of losing loved ones, or even been injured themselves, or either paralyzed, or either trying to find out, glory to God, they done went through so much trauma, they don't even know that they're in the world, and some, glory to God, their mind is on and off, glory to God. God is so many things that the enemy is doing, even in fear tactics that he's doing, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, and some things are going on in the land because of disobedience and rebellion also is in operation. Glory to God. The enemy is fighting and warring, and then we, glory to God, as believers, when we don't walk in as God called us or rebelling against the things he said, he's merciful, but glory to God, a just God, and he's a God that chastised, glory to God, too. So God help us in the midst of all that. Make sure we are in right standing with you. Be like that tree planted by the rivers of water. Help us to get your word and stand on it and know who we are and whose we are, and know that no weapon, the weapons are formed all kinds of ways, because he done told us that that many is affliction of the righteous, but he delivers out of them all. The thief came to steal, kill, and destroy, but you came to give us life. He comes like a roaring lion, but you told us to be alert, to be vigilant. Ah, glory to God, that we are overcomers, triumphant, and victorious as we walk in truth and obedience to your word. Help us like never before, grow out, not to be a lip service people. We can't be a part-time lover in the name of Jesus. Can't be fresh on parade and expect the blessings of the Lord and be, glory to God, in right standing to receive all that God has for us. Ah, you reign on the just as well as the unjust, but we have an inside track with blessings. When we walk upright before him, he holds no good thing for him. When we delight in him, he'll give us the desires of our heart. He said, glory to God, he even blesses and answers before we even call. We can come boldly to the throne of grace to obtain mercy. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord God, for ministering to us. And thank you for that word, that our roots will grow deep and deeper and deeper, like that palm tree. When storms do come, the roots get deeper. Hallelujah. They're going to be uprooted and glory to God, swaying this and that and the whole tree. Oh, God, we ought to be, when the storms come, we're standing on God's word. Glory to God, and standing on the rock and allowing glory to have his word get deeper in our spirit, to be like that tree planted at the rivers of water. We'll be like that palm tree. It keeps getting deeper and deeper and holding on to the root, the ground, glory to God, and not being moved. God, glory to God, there'll be times that we'll hurt and be disappointed and ostracized, criticized, glory to God, betrayal and all that. But even like the woman of God on that first night, telling us on the other side of betrayal, our responses, oh, yarababo, quotable shah, hearing about repentance, hearing about endurance, hearing about, glory to God, trusting and resting in the Lord, letting him lead and guide us, ebo, shayanamo, quotable, how to praise and magnify everybody, glory to God, hallelujah, each night. Oh, is God, glory to God, who we worship, and oh, is this flesh, or this praising, glory to God, too much praise to this flesh is true, in the name of Jesus. Oh, but let us know we're walking in fear, because anytime we get caught up, glory to God, and we can't rest, and we can't stand, and we got all caught up in the complaints and murmuring and this and that. Oh, we are like we're surprised that this trial came. Oh, glory to God. Be, take it not strange. Hallelujah, the fiery dot. You already warned us of everything, glory to God, it can be. You untold us, glory to God, how you want to perfect us, establish us, glory to God, in the name of Jesus. But God, we got to walk the walk, talk the talk according to what your word is saying, not what we feel, not what's going on around us. Ah, it's a process. Ah, help us not to fight the process. Oh, glory to God. I know it's so many things that you're doing and have done. Help us not to forget where you brought us from, what you brought us out. Just as quick as we just came out of a trial, how we get amnesia like the children of Israel. Glory, get amnesia about all the great things you just did. Sometimes this trial is not even hard as a lie. We allow the enemy, glory to God, to bring camouflages and glory to God and sidetrack us, glory to God, with feelings and emotions. Ah, but once we get rooted in his word and faith, ah, you came that way, but you're not coming again this way. I'm standing on what it, he just proved himself on that. Oh, no, so another one might be coming a different way or something else, but we know, glory to God, we're not going to keep letting it come in that same door. God, I just thank you, Lord God, for this time that we're living in, that God, glory to God, we can have peace in the midst of the storm. We can be used for the glory of you in the name of Jesus. We can use these gifts, these glory to God, for you. We can be a force to be reckoned with. We can stand and believe and rebuke and bind and loosen from our house. Loosen, glory to God, glory from glory our children. Loosen, glory to God, from our church family. We can loosen, bind, and for those that are needing prayer, need deliverance, need healing, glory to God, going through in their bodies and sickness and disease, and glory to God, been ostracized and criticized and oppressed, depressed, and glory to God, Alzheimer's, glory to God, going through and with their heart, oh, glory to God, heart trouble, spiritually and naturally, going through, glory to God, with kidneys, going through, glory to God, with sugar diabetes, going through, glory to God, with arthritis and crippling diseases and all kinds of things, with blood disorders and things going on with the spleen and going on with, glory to God, things going on in their minds, their brains and tumors and, oh my God, thank you, all kinds of things, glory to God, even some that don't even have names yet that the doctors don't know, glory to God, but they know it's a disease or this, that, and the other, even this corona, whatever, glory to God, and some just sin sick, but God got an answer and deliverance for every situation if we trust him, and even some of us have the answer through his spirit, glory to God, not to be lazy and glory to God, nonchalant and not just only take it to me, my eye, and us for just our little circle in the church or organization. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Go ye therefore, and teach our nation.
Oh, we're to go out in the hedges and the highways. We're to be that example and that light. God, help us. Oh, glory, we can't do it in fear. We can't do it murmuring. We can't do it complaining. We can't do it, glory, feeling mediocre. We can't still do it being a hypocrite. We can't do it, glory, God, not having any confidence in you and in ourselves. Oh, God, we got to stand on the word and know what the word is. Stand together, not an island, not an island. Our head is not in, glory to God, in California, and our legs are not out there, glory to God, in Europe, and the rest of our bodies, glory to God, scattered all over the United States. Oh, glory to God, we got to know that we got to come together. Oh, the enemy loves division, because he knows divided, glory to God, we can't stand. But if we stand together, woo, glory, I just like those ones that was at the Tyler Bell, glory, speaking that same language, doing the same thing, trying to get to heaven. Oh, but God had to scramble their languages up, God. But God is saying, glory, nothing be impossible if they continue in that manner. Glory to God. But God, you said all things are possible through you. God, so if we be led by your spirit, we can see miraculous things, have seen miraculous things, but you wanted the whole body to come together so we can put the enemy to flight. We can see more miracles and healings and deliverance in the name of Jesus and the risen to be ceasing. Glory to God. People, glory to God, were just losing their minds over drugs and alcohol and illicit sex. Glory to God, and even Alexis and everything else, in the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, God, we ask you, Lord, to help. Deliver us from ourselves. Glory to God, this greed and this desire to get the biggest this and the biggest that, the biggest Ephesus, the biggest whatever, the biggest house. Oh, glory to God, and trying to get land and property. All of these things will come in play if we seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. God wants us to be blessed. He wants us to be the head and not the tail above and not believe, as you said in your word. The enemy comes in one way, you call him to flee seven. Ah, glory to God, you are my shepherd. And even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, you said we'll fear no evil. Fear you're not given to us, but power, love, and a sound mind. So much to pray for all the times. God, we are praying, glory to God, even for all of those, as we said, out west and other areas, glory to God, even all the horrific stuff that's unhappened through tornadoes. There's so much yet to come, but we're asking for blood covering, protecting, and shield, even in, glory to God, that as well as all other types of storms and different storms, even in life. And the people that need to be restored with health and restored, glory, I need the medical attention, those that need food and clothing and shelter. Thank God for those that are being good Samaritans in whatever capacity. Even the world, God, you give every man a measure of faith and a compassion, glory, to reach out and touch. So we thank you for that, for how much more we as believers, and not only just reach out and touch in our monetary, our time or whatever, and some is lacking in that, but also let us not be, glory to God, holding back the word, encouragement, enlightenment too, as well, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just love you. We appreciate you. We adore you. We pray for our leaders and pastors and all over the globe and all the prayer warriors that are standing on the wall and holding up the bloodstained banner. God bless them. Touch them. Cover their families. Rebuke and bind the hands of the enemy on every area to come in and bring destruction. All glory out to rob and steal, even in their finances. We bind it and loosen from its assignment and loose peace, joy, financial blessing, spiritual blessing. We pray for those that are bound up over to God in self and caught up over to God in this world system and whatever. God, we pray for repentance. We're praying for conviction. Help them to get back to their first love. And those that have lost their fear of God, God, we pray that it be restored as they seek out your faith. Those that never had it, we pray that they'll wake up and realize they need you. And glory to God, they need that fear. Help us all so we never think more highly of ourselves than we ought to and esteem others more highly than ourselves. Thank you again for this work this week. Thank you for the time in our prayer closet that we've been spending time. Thank you for God storing somebody back to getting in those places so they can seek out your face and not just go glory to God with the flow of what's going on in the church or what's going on. Being busy, passing the church, going to church. Lord, we thank you. God, I ask you to bless our children. So much is going in their ear gates, eye gates, and causing them to be off-kilter and so many horrible things grow out there doing and things being done to them and things the enemy's trying to rob and steal. We're believing, glory to God, they are not extra. They're going to, glory to God, stand and be able to walk in the righteousness of God and, God, get their education, have, glory to God, degrees and whatever, be able to make a difference, not proud, but also make a difference in this earth, in the spiritual realm as well as the natural realm. God, encourage them and put people in that path that's going to encourage them. Break and destroy every yoke of every lie and every yoke, glory to God, got them like the Pied Piper, glory to God, from being influenced by all this stuff that's going on the internet. It's good and it's negative, but God, the stuff that is influencing them from the wrong way, God, even in the streets and even some stuff they are seeing TV-wise or even sometimes in their own home, God, bring deliverance. Help us and not just throw them away and just push them aside. It's not mine. But he's coming close to the home every kind of way, even like the enemy just, glory to God, not even intentionally in any way, how he just tried to steal, glory to God, even my grandson lacing some Rice Krispies, glory to God, and he eating it because he liked Rice Krispies, somebody giving it to a friend of a friend. You find out they're no friend of the friend. You think, glory to God, you think, you learn some hard lessons. Blood pressure 78 over something. Oh, and a low number at that. And glory had to be revived. But God, thank God for the power of prayer. No weapon formed against his house, the Lord, is formed, but glory to God didn't prosper. He living and back, glory to God. No, nothing, glory to God, affected the organs. All the prayer warriors praying and the mother and father standing the gap. And even the instruction that was given by the prophets, they encouraged them and the apostle, Burton and Bert, glory to God, even for the family, glory to God. Those things, God, blessing and penetrating as well for even another ship. We thank you, Lord God, for blessing all our children. Blessing, come believe to touch the body right now in the name of Jesus. Even standing on a new job, got to go through her 90 days. And so that's even with her body injured. Glory to God. Bless her that it won't be no more injuries. Glory to God. Even while she's trying to press to make those 90 days. God, we pray for her families and pray for all of the husbands and wives everywhere. Pray for, glory to God, our sisters and brothers, husbands and wives. And glory to God, their families, their loved ones. Glory to God and their grands. And all God, I pray right now. I've got to release and so others can pray. But it's so much to pray for. And glory to God, so much to give God glory. God, help us touch our bodies while we stand in the gap. Bind up every satanic and demonic force, every transference spirit and reoccurrence, and every demonic force that would try to come and disrupt our lives while we standing in the gap. We rebuke and bind you and loose you from your assignment. We stand in faith, not fear, persistent and pursuing, keeping our eyes on the Lord, because we can't afford to be looking around at our families and this, that, and the other, getting sidetracked because the enemy blowing up over here and there. So he'll keep us off our post, and we won't be, glory, effective. We'll become an infection. We pray for Pastor Bird, Burton, glory to God, for her family, for her husband. Continue to touch his body, heal and deliver, touch her to strengthen her, bless Evangelist Carol, glory to God, and totally heal her from those shingles. We love you today. We appreciate you. Thank you for these prayer warriors. Thank you for the anointing in the lives, glory to God. Hallelujah. These faithful women and this man of God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for going in our 6th year. God, we bless you and we honor you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. Ha, she. Glory to God. Our first one tonight, glory to God, open up for Brother Black. Then we're going to have, glory to God, Mother McCormick. Praise God. And I think it's Mother Alexander, glory to God. The next one I see on the line, and then we'll take it from there for whoever else comes. We have some others on the line, but we're going to start right now, glory to God, with who we have as we call the prayer warriors out. Hallelujah! Thank you for being my shepherd, my Lord. Ah, the El Shaddai, the Almighty God, the All-Blessed One, the All-Sufficient One, the More Than Enough. Thank you for Jehovah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Shalom, glory to God. The peace that you give us in these storms and things that are going on. Thank you that we can rest in the Lord. Hallelujah. Ah, and can be of good cheer as we allow you to strengthen our heart as we continue to learn to wait on you. Thank you. Glory to God. Thank you for the provisions. And you are the source of our supply. Whatever we need, not the government, not the president, not glory to God, what's going on with this corona, but God, just like the children, glory to God, was in Goshen, glory to God, blessed and covered, glory to God, where Egypt was going through. God, you're the same kind of God. Hallelujah, today that changed not. We love you, Pastor, Brother Black. Hallelujah. Praise your holy name. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, you're not ready? Praise the Lord. Brother Beck is not ready yet. Praise the Lord. We'll go ahead and have Mother McCormick. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Go ahead.
Thank you, Lord.
Go ahead. Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. I just thank God. Thank God. Just as I tell you, if there's ever been a time to give God the praise, the time is now. Hallelujah, Jesus. I just thank God. If I want to sing a song tonight, I would sing, God, it's in your hands. It's in your hands, God. God, I just want to say thank you, Father God. I honor my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and I just thank God for Pastor Hubbard on tonight, and I thank God for all the prayer warriors that's on the line on tonight. And Lord God, I just thank God for Prophet Bird, God. I thank God for her. I just pray for her and her family right now in the name of Jesus. God, I just come, Lord God, asking you, Lord God, to forgive me for every sin or wrong or thing that I might have thought or said in my life. God, I ask you to forgive me for it right now in the name of Jesus. God, I just thank you, Heavenly Father God, for my life, my health, my strength. I thank you for how you woke me up this morning. I thank you for how you gave me another chance to say thank you, Jesus. God, realizing, Father God, there was somebody that didn't even open up their mouth this morning, so didn't even have breath to breathe this morning. But, God, I thank you for just how you looked upon my fault and saw my needs today, God. God, I praise you this afternoon. I give glory and honor to you because you are the God that sits high. And you are God that sees and you know everything that we need. So, God, I pray right now, God, for the thing that's going on in the world today. So many different things, like our sister said, is happening in the world. But we know, God, that you is a God that sees every situation and it's all in your hands on tonight. And we realize, God, that without you we can do nothing, but with you we can do all things. So, God, we pray in the name of Jesus for the situation that's going on in people's lives. We pray, Lord God, for the situation that's going on where they had a tornado. God, we ask you to look down on that area right now, Lord God. God, we pray for all the loved ones, all those that have lost their loved ones, God, and those that can't find their loved ones. We pray for them, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we know that you is able, Lord God, to turn things around, God. You are able to work situation out in the name of Jesus. God, we pray, Lord God, that you, Lord God, will just look down on those that's sick in their body on tonight. So many, Lord God, is going through sickness on tonight, God. So many, God, is their body is all wrapped in pain, Lord God. But you said, God, by your stripes that we are already healed. So, God, help us, Lord God, to learn how to walk by faith and not by sight. Help us to lean out to our own understanding, but all our ways acknowledge you, that you would direct that path. We thank you, Heavenly Father. We thank you for your forgiveness. We thank you for your love that you show us each and every hour and every day. We thank you, Lord God, for how you just heal our body, God. When we think our body not healed, and we may be still having pain, but we can be healed and don't even know that we heal. So, God, I pray in the name of Jesus, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, for strength, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for peace, Lord God, that peace that you give us, that peace that passes all understanding, that keep our heart and mind stayed on you, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, because you said the joy of the Lord is our strength. I thank you, Lord God, for the change of heart, God. Oh, God, I praise you, Lord God, that you changed our heart one day, Lord God, when we thought we were going right, God, and we was going the wrong way. And so, God, you changed and you touched our heart one day, God, and we thank you for it. We thank you for the change of mind that you give us, Lord God, realizing we were walking in the wrong way one day. And, God, you changed the mind, God. God, we know, God. We pray right now for people right now, Lord God, and let them know, God, they can be changed. They can be different. They don't have to walk the way they used to walk. They can be, their heart and mind can be changed. And, now, Lord God, we thank you for your word. Because you sent your word to heal your people. You sent your word, God. You said ever learning but never coming into the knowledge of the truth, God. Help us to realize it's the word that's going to keep us. It's the word that's going to help us to go forward. And we must know that that word would change you if you let it. If you let that word, if you digest that word, it will change you if you let it. In the name of Jesus. So, God, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you for the power of God on tonight. We thank you for your discerning on tonight, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for grace and mercy on tonight, realizing that grace and mercy, God. Oh, Father, we thank you for grace and mercy, Lord God. You said grace and mercy will follow us all the days of our life, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you, Father. We thank you for having compassion on us, Father. We thank you, Lord God, for your Holy Spirit. Of your Holy Ghost on tonight, God. That power, Lord God. We need that power these days in time. We need that power to stand. God, we pray, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, for salvation of more, God. We pray for our family on tonight, God. We pray for all the prayer warrior families and their children and their grandchildren on tonight, that you, Lord God, will have your way in all our life, God, that you will take us through our trials and tribulation, God, because we know you can, Lord God. We know there ain't nothing too hard that you can't do. We thank you, Lord God, for the word of God in Psalms 91 and 1, where it says, he that dwell in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Oh, God, thank you, Lord God, knowing that there is a place that we need to get in. There is a place that we need to stay in. There is a place that we need to continue to know that God is able, and he will bring us through if we trust and rely on him, if we put our confidence in him and lean not to our own understanding, but all our ways acknowledge him, knowing that God knows what we need. All we got to do is call on the name of Jesus. All we got to do is trust and believe in him, that he said he would be there. He said he would never leave us nor forsake us. He said he would take us through our trial and tribulation. He said that he would be Alpha and Omega, in the beginning and the end. He said that he would be our deliverer tonight. He would be our helper on tonight. He would be the same today as he was yesterday. He would be our living bread on tonight. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, I thank you tonight, Lord. So many things are going on in the world, God, but we love you on tonight, God, and we praise you, Lord God. Oh, God, help us to learn how to give it to you, Lord. Help us to learn how to repent and change, Lord God, that you would change us and make us what you would have us to be, because we can't do it ourselves, but we need you, Heavenly Father. We need you to take us through, Lord, as we walk this journey. God, we pray, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, for our sisters and brothers in Christ. We pray for them all, God. So many things are happening, like we said, but we just pray for each and every one, God. We pray for the young people that's in school, Lord God. Oh, God, we thank you for our sister, our grandson, Lord God, Apostle Hubbard. God, we thank you, Lord God, for him, God, for JoJo. We thank you for it in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you for how you're working out situation in all young people's lives on today, God. God, we pray for our young people, Lord God. Oh, God, we know that you know their heart and their mind, and there are some that want to live right. There's some that want to do right, Lord God. We bind up the hand of the devil that keeps trying to come around the young people, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And, God, we pray for the older ones, God, that they will teach the young people how to live right, what to do and what not to do, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Help them, Lord God. Help them to realize, God, some of the young people don't know. We have to teach them how to go about their life. We have to teach them and let them know there is a better way out there. You don't have to do everything that somebody else do. You don't have to walk and do those things that they do. You can be different. You can make a difference in your life in the name of Jesus. So, God, we pray, Lord God, for our young people in the name of Jesus. And we ask you, Lord God, to continue to keep our mind, God. Keep our mind and help us, Lord God, with our thoughts, Lord God. Oh, God, the word of God said cast down those imagination, Lord God. When those thoughts come in our mind, help us cast down those things, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Oh, Father, we thank you, Lord God, because your word is right. Your word is right by itself. It is said in Galatians 6 and 9, and let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. We shall reap if we just don't give up. Don't give up. I just like to encourage people tonight. I know that I'm supposed to be praying, but I just like to encourage people. Don't give up. You might give up, but don't you give up. God is able. He's able, and he will bring you through. If you trust him, if you lean not to your own understanding, if you seek his face and call on him, he'll come and see about you. He'll work it out for you in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you tonight, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, for all our family and all those that's going through, like I said. Touch them right now, Lord God. Give them strength, Lord. Strength their body, Father. Take them through, Lord God. So many down through the year of this year, God, have lost their loved ones. So many have went through so many different trials and tribulations. Let them know, Heavenly Father, that you're still there. in the midst of the trials and tribulations. You said you'll never leave them nor forsake them. Lord, we pray that you'll keep them, Lord, as they walk this journey, helping to always remember that you're able to bring them out and able to take them through. We love you, Lord God. We appreciate you. We thank you for what you're doing and what you're going to do, God, because you are great, God. You're the good God, and you know our heart and our mind. And you know how to work it out for us if we just lean and depend on you. God, we love you tonight, God. We honor you. We appreciate you, and we ask you to continue, Lord God, to look down on the body of Christ. Help us to keep our focus, Lord. Help us to keep our mind on you, Lord God. Help us to not let that word that we hear this week or last week, help us not to let that word just fade away. Help us to use them words. Get back on the phone and listen to the word and get it digested and not just be a hear the word, but do it. Do what it says do. God, we thank you right now. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord God. Father, we give you glory, we give you honor, we give you praise today. Lord, your promises is real, Father. According to your word, Lord, you said in Deuteronomy, the Lord God, 7:9, know therefore that the Lord thy God is God and is a faithful God. So no matter what goes on in this hurt or in this world, Lord God, you know all about it. You gave us authority and dominion to stand, Lord. Help us to know, Lord God, no matter what goes on, we have the victory through there over the enemy. No matter what the enemy bring, no matter what he do, hold on to what God said we have, because God's word never fail. And, Lord, we come before you today, Lord, interceding for brothers and sisters all over the world, Lord God, those we know, those we don't know. We're standing in the gap, Father God. Though that is going through some trials tonight, Lord God, don't know where they're going to lay their head. But we know, Father God, that if we pray, we know your word is true, Heavenly Father. And we know if you said it, that's it. We got to believe it, and we got to stand faithful in it. Stand in the gap for one another, because your word cannot fail. There's no failure in you, Heavenly Father. You are the God that heals. You are the God that deliver. You are the God that made all things possible. There is no healer like you, Heavenly Father. And one thing for sure, Lord God, we know that you can take away sickness from the midst of us, regardless how many diseases come in this world. We, as daughter of the living God, know that your word said you will take away sickness from the midst of us according to your word in Deuteronomy. Lord, you don't make mistakes. And if you said it, Father God, we're standing on that promises. We're binding up the worst of the enemy that going to rampage through the world, Lord God. We're binding it up in the name of Jesus. It shall not have authority over our grands, our great-grands, our sons and daughters. Lord God, your promises is what we're standing on. And we're standing and claiming a victory through the storm, Lord God, because your promises said, Lord God, we are overcomers. We are more than conquerors. Help us to hold on to what you said, Lord God, and do not give the enemy no place, because that's what he's trying to do. He come against us with more and more sickness and disease. But, Father, your promises said by your stripes, we are healed. We are healed. No matter what they come with us against, we need to stand faithful on the word of God, knowing that we have authority and dominion here on earth, because Christ did not die in vain. He paid a price so we can stand on his promises, believe in his word, live according to his will. Nothing can stop us from doing what we want to do in the name of Jesus. If God said it, stand on it. Stand faithful on it, knowing that when you speak the word, stand. Because the word of God cannot pull you down, baby. It builds you up. And Father God, we thank you for giving us authority and dominion here on earth. Because according to the promises, Lord, you say, what we bind and hurt, what we bind. So I'm binding up whatever sickness and disease that try to come against my family, my friends, my sisters and brothers in Christ, I have authority to burn ear and hurt. God gave us that authority. But it's up to us to stand faithful on it and let the enemy know, you have no place here. Hikayashata. Glory be to your name, Father God. We know that you is the only living God. There is no God like you, Lord. You are the faithful God. Jehovah is our strength. And there is nothing unheard can override his word. If we don't let the enemy come in and take what God gave us, he can't have it. But we got to know that we have the power and the authority to stand. He tell us in his word, we are more than conquerors. He tell us in his word, he'll never leave us nor forsake us. No matter what sickness come, stand faithful on the word of God and let God will be done. Because his promises is real. There is no other way for us if we stand faithful on the promises of God. We must remember who we are in Christ Jesus. It doesn't matter what it looks like. What it matters is what you're asking for. And the name of Jesus is your covering, Ikayashata. He gave us weapon to stand against this foul spirit that come against us. We don't have to be downcast. No. Believe his word and stand on his word. He had delivered us from the power of darkness. Darkness should not have us down. No. Because my heavenly Father says, he will never leave us. He will never forsake us. So we must always remember that we are more than conquerors. We are led by the Spirit of the living God if we stand faithful. We must remember that God don't make mistakes. And we give him glory, we give him honor, we give him praise. He is the only living God. There is nothing else in this world nor the world to come. He's more powerful than the word of God. That's why when we praise him, man, we got to move, we got to dance, we got to sing. Because he's the only living God. And the only God can put us through all things. Shining like shining gold. No matter what the enemy come with, remember who you are in Christ Jesus. And we must always know, who do we believe? We believe the God of this world that is come to destroy, kill, steal, and destroy. God already tell us what he's here doing. But we as children of the living God got to take our position and stand faithful. And to God be the glory. So sisters and brothers, we must stand and we must claim the victory is ours because Christ said, it is finished. He gave us authority. And according to the promise, God said, if we pray, man, and when we pray, pray with all our being, heart, and everything in our prayer. Let the enemy know you will not have dominion here. Because God tell us he never leave us. His word tell us that he is with us always. Not just for today and gone tomorrow. Thanks be to God for his goodness and his mercy. Thanks be to God for keeping our sons and our daughters going strong. Thanks be to God for watching over our children. Thanks be to God that he keep us strong and that foul spirit don't try to destroy because we can stand faithful on the word of God. We must remember that sickness and disease, he already take it away. But the thing is, we got to believe in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we thank you, Lord. We thank you for being the Lord and Lord alone. There is no God like you, Heavenly Father. There is no deliverer like you, Heavenly Father. No provider, no healer. You are the only one, Heavenly Father. And Lord, we thank you today. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for being the Lord of our lives, Lord. As we come together in the prayer line, standing in the gap for brothers and sisters all over, Lord. We ask you to continue to bless the head of the prayer line, Lord God. keep us strong. Continue to keep our in your will, Lord God. And that each and every one of us stand faithful no matter what comes, no matter what we see. Know who we are and stand faithful. Because God will never let us down. We've got to know that we are more than conquerors. We are children of the mighty God. Oh, Father God, thank you for your mercy and your grace. Thank you for strength. Thank you that every need we have, it has been met. Because according to your word, Lord God, you will not deny us no good thing, Father God. Your promises is what we're standing on for. We are new creatures. We are the only one that God says, his children, if we're obedient. But you've got to know that you belong to the living God. And when you stand faithful and cry out to him, he hears our voice. He knows each and every one of our voice, just like he knows our tears. Father God, we need you more than ever with all what's going on in the world. Help us to stand strong, Lord God. And stand in the gap for brothers and sisters, whether we know them or not. Knowing that we are more than conquerors, Lord. Nothing in this world should be able to conquer us. Because your word is what we're standing on, Lord God. And in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father God. We thank you for being so good to us, Lord God, for watching over us, Heavenly Father, and for keeping us. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen.
Glory be unto the Most High God. Praise God. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Brother Black, are you available? Praise the Lord. We're going to continue to pray for our brother. Praise the Lord. Going through a little challenge right now, but we thank God, glory to God, for the ones that are on tonight and prayed. We know we've had a full and powerful week before the Lord. Bless the Lord. Praise God. So what we're going to do, even though we have a few guests on the line, both of the prayer warriors have been every night being online, praise God, and so we have a couple of them that have some things going on in their lives, and we bless the Lord for them as we prayed already for their strength and for God's encouragement and for their families. So at this time, praise God, we're going to open the lines for anyone that's on the line that have a prayer request, and then we're going to give space to that, and we're going to, when God is finished, we're going to be finished, and we're going to, it's been some ages. I don't even remember when we have ever been so early coming offline, but it's not over till God says, glory to God, we're finished because we haven't even did the prayer requests. So we're going to have take prayer requests now. We've already prayed, and we continue to keep them in prayer. Pastor Bird and Pastor Sims, praise the Lord, but anyone else that have any requests tonight, we want you to go ahead and feel liberty now. All the lines are open so that way we can take those requests. Uh-oh, let me close that one. Praise the Lord. If no one has any prayer requests, we are going to get ready, glory to God, to have a prayer, praise, and just give God glory in thanksgiving and thank God for those that were online, glory to God, that we can be able to pray and hear, glory to God, encouragement, enlightenment, and standing in the gap for those, glory to God. So we want to take some time, praise the Lord, to continue to give God some glory for all that he's already done in the name of Jesus. So nothing, glory to God, that glory to God has, even though the time might be a little shortened, glory to God, we still know that we were effective, glory to God, in the fervent prayers of the righteous tonight, and if there's no request, glory to God. We just want to glorify the Lord and continue to have prayer and praise going on until we get ready to come back in the presence of the Lord again. Glory to God on next Monday night and on the fourth Sunday. Glory to God is doing that Christmas holiday. We just have to find out, glory to God, if God has a word from the Lord in the midst of us, or we just going to just celebrate and testify of the goodness of the Lord. Just listen to see what he said, because he hasn't given me anything in advance. You know, which sometimes I do have it, and sometimes it might be prior to, and sometimes it may be not until then.
But being led by the Spirit is the best place we can ever be, instead of conjuring up what we want. And that way the anointing continues to flow, and he'll continue to be glorified. So praise God. While the lines is open, if there's anything that the Lord blessed you want us to address or to pray, glory to God, we want to put that on the altar now. Other than that, we're going to get ready to say another prayer and get ready to release the lines. Anybody
praise
have anything?
Praise the Lord. Sister Hubbard, I know we're
yes.
praying about the situation of my daughters, both of them.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Yeah,
praise God.
Excuse me. Excuse me, my throat. Wait a minute. Excuse me just a minute. I'll get some water.
Okay. Well, the appointment's on the, well, they're taping on the 16th. Uh-huh.
Yes, this week is on Thursday, the 16th. Yeah.
Okay.
Be if I, you know, if you ask y'all to just be praying for Catherine that she go and take that what is that thing? The where they put the diamond in. Yes, that praying about that situation. And well, it's a way off, but I said keep me in prayer for going for my eyes on the 11th. That's in January though.
Yes, and we believe in that is done. God's going to bless, and he's going to do a miraculous work in the midst of that January appointment for Mother Alexander, Mother McCormick, for that eye appointment about the cataracts. Yeah, what the doctor says. God's blessing is dissolving a work of miracle in the midst.
Amen, amen.
Okay. All right, Mother Alexander. Okay, someone else?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
Praise God. That is all time. Praise God, God.
Oh, I haven't heard you in a while.
Yeah. No, I always listen. I'm always online.
No, I'm saying I haven't heard your voice in a while. No, I'm not saying you weren't there. I'm just saying I haven't heard your voice in a while.
Okay. I just want to say continue praying because God has chosen you. The first one is my granddaughter. In the way I told you that the teacher sent her away, that she has devils. My son took to the doctor, to the counselor. They found nothing.
Praise God.
They found. Then they wrote a letter for that girl to go back to the school. The school says they don't want her. Because she's too smart.
What?
Just imagine. So they are looking for another school. She can go. Just let it be. Or let the Lord open another school that can they can take her. And then this boy, the one a grand for my grand, the grand for my friend who was saying that he wants to die. The grandmother left here and went home. So when I call her, she says that he is there, but he doesn't talk that anymore, but he doesn't do anything. He's just quiet beside her. He doesn't want to go anywhere. He doesn't want to do anything. And he's a Form 4 boy. He's a big boy. So, but he's
how
not talking of anything.
How old is he again?
Over 18.
Okay, over 18.
Yeah.
So for okay, and so this is the one you were saying that wanted to commit suicide?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so he's still depressed?
He's just with the grandmother. The grandmother left here and went home. So since she went, the son is, that boy is just on her side all the time. Wherever she goes, she's going. He just wants to move with her. And he can do nothing. No, nothing is doing. Just quiet. And he's
that's
not talking
saying,
of that anymore.
He's depressed. Okay.
Yeah. So continue praying that thing to go forever.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
All right, then. Okay, Mother McCormick, will you pray for Mother Elsa, granddaughter?
Granddaughter to get a school.
Yeah, about the school and whatever like this right here and the challenge, and we're going to pray and bind it that there won't be no reoccurrences. When she gets in school, she'll be settled in there. She won't have the same kind of attacks because you know some of the things that your granddaughter was. So you are, I know you'll pray effective on that. Mother McCormick, I mean Mother Alexander, will you take that prayer for about that grandson, glory to God, the one that the enemy is inciting his mind, and glory to God, the things that are going on with him. And I'll go ahead and take the prayers with Mother McCormick's family. So either one of y'all go ahead and start.
Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we ask you to touch that young man, Lord God. We bind up that spirit of depression, Lord God. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, because your word said, Lord, if we pray, touch his grandmother, Lord God, that she will see what is going on with that young man, and that she will pray, Lord God, over that young man. Because, Lord, your promise said, Lord God, if we pray, regardless what's going on, prayer is the key. And, Lord, I bind that spirit that blockens everything that around that young man, Lord, that you can't see what's going on. But we know, Father God, that you are a God that see all things. And we ask you to touch our eyes, Lord, that you can see what is going on with that young man. These things I ask of you, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. Because your word said, Father God, if we pray, and your promises don't fail. This I ask of you, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, and it shall be done. Amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come this afternoon, Lord. We come, Lord, praying for Elsa, her granddaughter. Lord, we know that you see the condition of, and we know that you see the school, and you see what's going on in the school. We ask you right now in the name of Jesus, God, that you would touch right now, Lord God. Whatever the situation is, God, we ask you to work it out, Lord God, because we know mm-hmm. there's nothing too far that you can't do, Lord God. We know that mm-hmm. your word said in Psalms, Romans 8 and 31, what then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against? So, Lord God, mm-hmm. as we pray right now for her, we pray, Lord God, in knowing that you are right there for her, God, and you are able, Lord God, to turn this situation around. And we, and God, we bind up those spirits that don't want her to be in school because of her being so smart, God. She's so smart she can't be there. Lord, God, we know that you know how to work that situation out. We know that ain't nothing but the trick of the enemy, Lord. And so, God, we speak, Lord God, that you work it out right now in the name of Jesus. You fix it the way you want it to be, God. And you put her in the school that you want her to be in, God, that she can enjoy herself when she get there, Father, in the name of Jesus. God, we know that it's already done. And devil, you's a liar. You loose your hold off of that situation right now because you have no authority over it in the name of Jesus. And so, God, we just want to thank you, Lord God, because we know that you are able, and we know that you will, and we know that you can. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Yes. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah.
Pastor BJ.
Is she on the phone?
I'm just on here just praying.
I
was praying, but I had my phone on mute. I'm sorry. And I just kept hearing Mother Elsa or whatever, like her voice was kind of high. You got to kind of lower it down a little bit when somebody's praying. But I was just praying, but I had my phone on mute. Sorry about that. Father, I do thank you, Lord God, for Mother McCormick. And I thank you, Lord God, for her family. I thank you for what your word says. By your stripes we were healed. Healing is in your wings. You sent your word to heal. And even before we go through procedures, God, we know what you've already done at Calvary. But you told us to pray and pray without ceasing. Cast all our cares upon you. So as Teresa, glory to God, and Catherine, go glory to God. Even for this testing they have to do, what Catherine has to do, this CT scan, God, whether she has been through it before or never have, God, we pray your blood covering, God. Whatever it is that has to be done, God, we're praying it'll be favorable. No harm or no danger, no infections, no problems, no side effects or anything from it. In the name of Jesus, I come against any fears, glory to God, as Mother had said that she, before, that she hadn't gone through this ever before. So we ask you, Lord God, to bless. And God, we're praying whatever it is, glory to God, there will be no allergic reaction to anything. That, glory, whatever this has to be done in the process of them having these testing and getting ready, glory to God, for Teresa to have her kidney. God, we're praying everything works out, glory, that you'll get the glory. You know on one end as well as the other end, glory, how this is going to pan out. But we put our trust and our faith in you. And so however you work it out, you're going to get the glory, because you have the last word in all of this process. But we already know for the healing, whichever way that it goes, that you're going to bless, whether it be through her or through someone else or just through glory, whatever their bodies got, we ask that it'll be lined up with your word. Everybody be in place, do what they need to do at whatever given time in the name of Jesus. So God, we glorify you and magnify you for, glory to God, celebrating it in advance. Pray for the whole family. Pray for Mother. Pray, glory to God, for her eyes. God, we thank you for decreeing, declaring that it be healed, as the prayers that went forth and others that prayed, Mother Alexander prayed. All of us have been praying. So we believe in you, glory, all of that, up until that time, you're going to manifest yourself in a great way. So I pray peace upon my sister's heart, glory to God, knowing that her prayers, glory, God hears. And also when we touch and agree, one takes a thousand, two but 10,000 a flight, that we're in agreement that no harm or no danger, whatever. We are praying and thank you for even, glory to God, testimonies of people that we already know that already gone through that, and they see better than they have. Sister Noah went through, my dad went through, and they were looking at the colors and the things that better than it was before. So we're praying there won't be no mishaps, no nothing. The hands will be guided, glory, in whatever area. If God bless and do a divine touch before then, so be it. Glorify your name. If it's for some reason that you allow her, even up to that time, to go through it, God, you're with her, because you are not a God of confusion. And you said, whom you bless, no man can curse. And God, we are thanking you, Lord God, that healing is in your wings, and your word has already been sent out for healing and deliverance in the name of Jesus. So we thank you for courage and strength and speaking, glory, the word over herself, that it is done. God, whether you do it, glory to God, divinely, or whether you do it, glory to God, through the process of the doctors that you gave knowledge. We know you have truth, so we just bind the devil up on every hand. We thank you, Lord God, for Brother Black, God, in the name of Jesus, that you're turning them hours and their time back around, and that his sleep, glory to God, will balance out, glory to God, in the name of Jesus, so he can be on his post. The enemy is not going to keep fighting him. So, God, I pray you continue to strengthen him, encourage him, thank him for that word last night. And, God, we are thanking, even though he's trying to be alert, glory to God, on the line tonight, there is a fight because the body is going through something. But nevertheless, you're going to flip it, the script, and we thank you already in advance. So we pray for his encouragement. We pray for Evangelist Parker, glory to God, with the attack to try to come up against her, challenges, glory to God, in her mind through some things, glory to God, that the enemy came up against her with a various situation. But we are praying through the power of prayer, through last night and the prayers of the prayer warriors, that you bless her to be strengthened and encouraged, stand fast, hold fast on the word, not to be moved and not to waver. In the name of Jesus, we bind you up, Satan, all your little cohorts, things that we have authority to do and bind up, then we stand on it. Everything else, go over to God. We have to leave it in your hands and trust you and rest in you that it is well. So I pray for her now that, God, you will bless her, help her, and strengthen her to stand fast on what your word is saying and not what her circumstances is dictating to her. In the name of Jesus, we pray for all the prayer warriors and for those that are online and offline, and those, glory to God, that just come in, have came in, someone that maybe came in, glory to God, and need to be able to hear from you. We're praying, God, that you bless, minister, and move. We're praying for our children as they go to school, out of school, all, glory to God, even getting ready for this vacation time. God, we bind up the plots and plans. The enemy is steady fighting and doing things in school with these guns, and glory to God, this fighting and all this foolishness. God, we know some of this just can be eradicated by what they need to do, glory to God, in the system to block some things. But God, we plead the blood of Jesus, and we rebuke him and loose him from his assignment in the name of Jesus, trying to destroy our youth. God, we are praying, wake up their minds, open their eyes, and let others, glory to God, know when things are not right, not to get around and run in the shed blood. Let them open their eyes too, and glory to God, no bullet don't have no name on it. Ah, glory to God. And then when you set somebody up, they can set you up. Oh, God, we are praying right now, glory to God. Reveal in the name of Jesus, wherever it is. And God, we just bless you and we honor you as we release these things over into your hands in Jesus' name. Somebody just came on. Their last four is 9097. Do you have a prayer request?
Yes, prayer request.
Okay.
I just need all around prayer. I'm just going back and forth, you know, fighting against a few things I know I need to do and have not done, and trying to get my business off the ground for it to be successful, but really just praying for the mindset and the strength tonight.
When you say prayer all around, you know, the Bible says to seek first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, everything else will be added. When we get too bombarded with things, it seems like it's so difficult to get back on board. But anytime it starts, when God delivers us, this is for future, anytime he delivers us out of whatever this bondage and with oppression or circumstances and situations that come, glory to God, to throw us off course, when we get back, we have to still pay attention as getting as strong in the Lord as we can through his word, staying on course. And when he first speak to us about something, don't allow the enemy or our feelings or emotions or people or anything else get us to a place where we start deviating off of that, praying that the quickening of the spirit, when he's quickening us then, so that way we won't get to a place, grieve him and override the spirit, and then after a while his voice will sound as loud as mine, then after a while we keep overriding it, then it gets to the point where we can barely hear him. And so the Bible said there's a way that seemeth right unto man, that way can lead to destruction, and that's what the enemy will do, is get us off course to steal our peace, our joy, even the things that God has blessed and said that we can have, but it's got to be done his way. So we're going to pray for restoration tonight and a quickening in your spirit. When God bless and even restores and start bringing you up and whatever, be aware of the tricks of the enemy and what my flesh is feeling, or either any doubts or anything that we are swayed by people's opinions or circumstances or some things that we don't put on the altar right away, that the enemy can get a foothold and strongholds get there and have a hard time trying to get back to a place. But if you're doing the right thing as crying out for prayer, the devil loves to have us someplace where we don't cry out for prayer or help. The Bible tells us, pray one for another. Strong better infirmities of the weak. One can take 1,000, two can 10,000 of life. Well, we are. He said, how can two walk together lest they agree? So when we can come to a place and we come in agreement and bind the enemy up and start walking where God say, walking in that light, that's letting the word be a lamp unto our feet and a light into our pathway, then we can put the enemy to flight, because we'll know who he is and who we are in him, and we can't just have it in our intellect and in the knowledge of it. We got to operate in it by knowing it and pursuing it and doing it regardless of what I feel like. Because we're not saved by feelings, we're saved by faith. We may not even feel saved someday, but we got to know that it's already done, and it is so, and that thief wants to rob me of it. So we want to, glory to God, keep your name. If you ain't got to tell us your whole name, just tell us your name so we can keep that lifted before the Lord. But I'm getting ready to pray. What's your name, your first name?
My name is Jackie.
Okay, we're going to leave it at that, Jackie. Okay, you ready for us to go ahead and pray? Is there anything that was said, glory to God, minister to you in any way?
Yes.
Okay, then. I mean seriously, don't ever say yes to something, glory to God, and you put on the spot. If you didn't comprehend it or it's not so, then you know what? No, I didn't get that. I got this part and didn't get the other, but I don't understand, because God will bring clarity. Amen. Thank God.
Yes.
Well, I want to pray for you, Jackie, and we're going to touch and agree
and believe God that God can turn some things around. But as he began to speak to you and he brings us a refreshing, and as we pray now, you have to say tonight because you're saying your prayer was, I need God, you know, prayer all around. Some things I shouldn't do, should have done or didn't. So do you know that goes back to a place for God to move? That means I need to repent and say, Lord, forgive me for those things. We don't have to know all what it is. You just have to say, forgive. So that way we'll be all on one accord and agreement. So before we pray, just say, Lord, forgive me for those things that I didn't do. And leave it like that, and we can get on one accord. And you're saying it by faith and believing that you're walking that way. So before I pray,
Lord,
just
those things that I did not do.
Father, as we come before you, heard your servant Jacket, God, and so we're coming on one accord, believing that she released those things in your hands, glory. And no matter how heavy the burden is, God, you said, all ye that are laboring and heavy laden, come to me and I'll give you rest. Take my yoke, your word, and learn of me, because you are meek and lowly. Your burden is light and your yoke is easy. So we rebuke Satan and all his little cause, every demonic, satanic force that have come up against her, and even that she's already repented of anything in her flesh that she gave any place to, it's already been prayed and go over to God, ask forgiveness. And God, you said, for the east is from the west. When we're sincere about, Lord, ask forgiveness, and God, she cried out to you for help. So we're believing, as we're in agreement tonight, that the enemy had to loose his hold off of her mind. She will not be depressed. She will not be walking around, glory to God, swaying here and there, trying to figure things out anymore. God, I cast these cares upon you because your word said so. You said you'll never leave me nor forsake me. You told me in Proverbs 3:5-6 that put my trust in you and lean not to my own understanding. I lean to my own understanding, but I've already asked for repentance. So God, I thank you, Lord God, for you directing my path. I thank you for restoring me, God, in the name of Jesus, that I might work the path of righteousness. That God, most of all, I want my relationship to be right with you as I seek your face and your kingdom. You said everything else would be added. So let me put my priorities back in order to seek your face. Glory to God. And then I'll just allow you to do the other things. I don't want to put the cart before the horse, seeking out, glory to God, your blessings, and glory to God, not in your will. Oh, but when I get in your will, glory to God, the blessings of the Lord added rich and make it no sorrow. Any challenge that have come from her from the outside, any glory, ridicule, ostracism, criticism, or whatever, we rebuke, bind, and loose. And God, I pray that you give a deaf ear to everything the devil is saying and how her flesh has been talking, but now a fine, keen, tuned, open ear to hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say. Glory to God. You said the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. You're trying to order her steps, so I'm praying submission. Every day, take a step at a time toward whatever God is saying or whatever you're doing. He knows how to bring the ship. Glory to God. So I'm believing you as she seek your face. God is not going to be no insomnia, not going to be up worrying and walking the floor or thinking about this or speaking death to things. Glory to God. Now I'm going to speak life. You said life and death is in the power of the tongue. And so is a man thinking in his heart, so is he. So my thinking going to get back in the right place. You said in Philippians 4:4-8, rejoice again in the Lord. Oh, yeah, all the stuff is going on. Yes, you said rejoice. No, you stipulate because things were going. Rejoice in the Lord. You said be anxious for nothing but by prayer and supplication. Make my request known unto you. You said in that you will give me that peace that pass all understanding when I put my mind and heart on you. And God, you said, think on those things that are just, that are true, that are honest, that are noble, that are good report. Oh, glory, that are lovely. Oh, glory to God. So, glory, I think on these things. That's the mindset. In spite of what it looks like, God, I believe your report. And God, as I give these things to you, I'm calling back my peace back in, my joy back in. I'm going to take authority when the enemy try to sway me or when I hear voices that are not of God or things over to God. I'm going to shut it down and apply the word and apply the blood, rebuking the hand of the enemy. When things come your way, you can't resort back to the same old way. So I say, come out from among and be separate. Touch not that unclean thing, and I'll receive it. We cannot allow ourselves to go back in the same kind of conversations, how we're talking to ourselves or other people talking to us. We got to make a difference and say, God, I got to be able to hear your voice. I got to come alongside, come away some things so I can hear you. Glory to God. In the next 7 days, put a pad and pen by your bed. Glory to God. When God speak to you, or glory to God, you'll write down some things as he put in your spirit or talk to you about. Glory to God, he'll give you some wisdom. But your first few days, glory to God, will be just like giving some things to the Lord and just talking to him, not just rehearsing stuff and glory to God, going back, putting that off and taking it back, but giving it to him. And glory to God, God's going to bless and lift your spirit. And in the meantime, as he bless and restore, when everything starts coming in pliance, coming in compliance and coming in alignment and blessings start flowing, don't get caught up again. Always keep that little quickening so you can stay on course, because it could be rougher, glory to God, next time than it is. And don't put God on the back burner for nothing anymore. Don't put him on the sideline. And don't get caught up in conversations with people that are not going where you're going. And be wise in your conversations. And you can't share everything about the vision and what God is doing for you. But we are praying for restoration, first of all, with you and him, and then everything else will line up with the other things overflow. And we believe in God for a praise report that God's going to bless you. When it come back on the line, that'll be wonderful that we can hear. But if we don't, we still going to believe God for a praise report for your life, that God will bless, because he want to do some things through you in the name of Jesus and for you. But he's calling you up hither, some things he wants you to drop off and let go. That's why he tells all of us, lay aside every sin and every weight. Sometimes the weights can be people. And like the Bible said, you did run well, who did hinder you? Sometimes what did hinder you? Sometimes it can be what and it and people. But let go and let God. And you're going to find out in the next 7 days, all this place, as you start seeking him, getting back in restoration, and then the joy of being in his presence, and glory to God, the blessings that will follow. But don't look for the hand of the blessing first. Look that I might be in his presence and may be in glory to God right standing, and the other things will follow.
Amen, amen, amen.
Praise God.
Amen, I receive that.
Don't take it lightly. Spend some time with him for the next 7 days here.
I sure will. From tonight on, I will. Thank you. That was nothing but God. That was nothing but God. That was God. That was nobody but God. Speaking, that was God. That was truly God. That was truly God. And I always
look and see you on.
I never would click on or say anything or even just, but tonight, I'm like, tonight. It was something about tonight and the word that was truly for me. And I do need restoration and quickening of the spirit and all those, everything. And it was God, because I don't know you, you don't know me, but I do want to be a blessing.
God be the glory. That's the kind of spirit that God will bless. Glory to God for him to get the glory. He said, no man, he'll use the vessels, but he gets the glory. This was a divine connection where God divinely connect you. Not talking about the name of the service, but the divine connection. Like you said, tonight he had you to click, so that was a divine appointment through the connection that he allowed to be so. So you be encouraged. What God give us is when we know it's him, holding on to it. It's like, you know, faith by hearing and hearing and hearing the word of God. But the thing about not just hearers, but the doer, when we turn back around to operate in what he say and not just go part the way and halfway, but press and pursue until you get everything that God has for you. And that'll be continuously. And I'm telling you, you'll start finding out too more what God want to do in the giftings and some things you already know, but even in more so come clear, so that way you'll get about what God wants you to do. And then the other monetary and everything else behind it can come. But when you get caught up in him and find out what your life is in him and what he is in you and where he wants you to go, the blessing's going to follow. But you got to keep on the path that God wants for you, not what man wants for you, not what your friends want for you, not family want for you, not whatever. Come away with the Lord and let what God guide you and let him balance, and then he'll allow you to be able to see, and you'll know who to have back in your inner circle without having any defenses up or anything like that. And forgiveness is so imperative, important, regardless of who did or didn't do for you, or would have been there, or could have been, or should have been, or glory to God, or came against you. Glory, it's like Jesus wants us to forgive and love. You said in Mark 11, glory to God, when you pray, believe that you receive. And further down in the scripture says, glory to God, if we have to forgive. If we don't forgive, then our Father won't give that a hinder our prayer. So let go and let God, no matter what. And when God asks us to forgive, that don't mean that we don't hurt, but see, we can be forgiven and forgive somebody so we won't have to be locked down and bound up, because they can be free doing stuff until God bless and check them. But what it does, free us, but not only in that, glory to God, God blesses in our obedience so we can be able to not have any hindrance to hold us back on where God want to take us, regardless of how to respond one way or another. So I just pray God's blessings upon you, Sister Jackie, and go where I pray increase and blessings spiritually, rich in that and in his word and the other things over to God, believing God will restore those things concerning you and that you will be a woman that people are going to recognize and so forth. Like, I saw where you were, but I see where you are now, and it had to be God. So they said, that's the Lord doing, and it's marvelous in our eyes. Do what
Glory,
he wants you to do in secret, and he'll bless you out openly.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I thank God. I thank God for you on tonight. Is it a P.O. box or something that I can be a blessing?
Let me, if it's okay to call you back on that number, then I'll give it to you because we don't have a P.O. box. It's when gifts comes in, we deposit it into Sincere Women on the Move for Christ, which is the overseeing of this under the umbrella, the Blog Talk Radio come up under that. And so that information out, I don't put it out on the air. So if this number with the that I was saying with the what is it?
Yes,
59097, I can call you and give you the information
please.
You need for the if you say it's
yes.
Okay, then I'll call you and then I can give you to you.
Yes, please.
Okay, well we'll do that after service.
Okay, thank you, God bless.
Praise God. Mother Alexander, Mother McCormick, or any of you all have anything else because we're gonna get ready to the Lord has blessed. Our sister Jackie, God, we just thank you for blessing her. We give all glory and honor to you. No man get any praise but you. We pray you continue to bless her, strengthen her, bind up every satanic and demonic force to try to take off course or try to take anything away from what you said. I pray that the fire, the anointing will burn off everything that's not like God, but the fire, the anointing will keep her striving for more of you, so on fire for you in the name of Jesus. So, God, we give all glory and praise and honor to you. Thank you that we can come together and pray. Stand on your word and give you glory. Lord, we thank you for what you've done tonight and what you're doing and what is yet to come, even for her in the next 7 days. Cover us all under the blood. Bind up every satanic force to try to bring any transferring spirits or anything, glory to God, to hinder what God has said and doing, even in any of the prayers tonight. We loose him from his assignment, and we loose you, Holy Spirit. Have thine own way. Thank you for the joy and the peace and sweet sleep and sweet rest. Angels being encamped about us and blood covering as we, glory to God, go forward in you, in Jesus' name. Mother Alexander, Mother McCormick, anything else you all have to say before we close?
No, baby, all is well.
Praise God. Well, we speak blessings upon you, angels being encamped about you. We'll keep those other prayer requests before the Lord and the people that God has already been dealing with us about, as well as the things going over on out there in out west, and even other things that are going on in our surrounding areas, as well as the COVID. We stand in the peace of God, go over to God, being alert, being aware with discernment, but holding on to our joy and peace, because those are weapons with the whole armor, and continue to lift each other up. In Jesus' name we pray. Peace. Shalom. Have a blessed,
Hello.
Wonderful week.
Hello.
Meet again.
Oh, thank you.
Over to God. Every Monday night at 7 o'clock and every second and fourth Sunday, we'll find out whether the fourth Sunday is going to be testimony or whether God's going to send us a messenger. But in the meantime, Sister Jack, it was a pleasure meeting you. You have a wonderful night, too, as well.
Thanks,
guys. All right. Good night. Shalom. Mother Elsa, good night. Hallelujah. Amazing grace. How sweet the sound. Come on, oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Glory be to God. Good night.
Glory.